The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. In a wizarding world full of magic, Horcruxes are without a doubt one of the darkest forms of this magic. These cursed objects, created through an unnamed and forbidden process, are known for their ability to fragment the soul, preserving it beyond death, and granting the creator an impenetrable shield of immortality. However, the creation of these sinister objects comes to an unthinkable cost, leading us to wonder what dark magic and sacrilege went into their making. What unspeakable rituals did Voldemort undertake to achieve his twisted form of immortality? How did the creation of each Horcrux alter his soul, turning him further down the path of darkness? And what mysteries lie buried within the shattered remnants of his fragmented soul? Today we're going to be exploring all of that and more as we uncover the truth behind the horrific dark magic that produces Horcruxes. Horcruxes, said to be one of two things from the Harry Potter books that made J.K. Rowling's editor nearly vomit, are still very much an enigma to this day. The very first known Horcrux was made in ancient Greece by a wizard named Herpo the Foul, and thousands of years later, Voldemort became only the second known creator of a Horcrux. Made from magic that is so terrible in nature that even dark wizards are horrified by what it entails, Horcruxes are creations that are unimaginable to the vast majority of the wizarding world. So, when Voldemort made seven, it was a demonstration of just how incredibly evil he was. When interviewed on the topic, even J.K. Rowling stumbled her words as to avoid revealing its process directly. What is the process? Is there a spell? What do you have to do? I see it as a series of things you would have to do. So you would have to perform a spell, but you would also, I don't even know if I want to say it out loud. I know that sounds funny, but I did really think it through. There are two things that I think are too horrible, actually, to go into detail about. One of them is how Pettigrew brought Voldemort back into a rudimentary body, because I told my editor what I thought happened there, and she looked as though she was gonna vomit. And the other thing is, how you make a Horcrux. And I don't even like, I don't know. Will it be in the encyclopedia? I don't know if I can bring myself to, I don't know. In the same interview, she then goes on to define a Horcrux as follows. The receptacle is prepared by dark magic to become the receptacle of a fragmented piece of soul, and that piece of soul deliberately detached from the master soul to act as a future safeguard or anchor to life and to safeguard against death. So my question is, what is this secret process that couldn't even be mentioned in an out-of-universe interview? What could be so grotesque that the mere mention of it would be enough to make someone feel ill? This, of course, is the narrative in the Harry Potter universe as well, as creating a Horcrux is so dark in nature that limited knowledge of the practice is known within the wider wizarding community. Albus Dumbledore even forbade its instruction and the study of Horcruxes at Hogwarts while he was headmaster of the school. To make a Horcrux, a damaged piece of one's soul must be removed from the creator's body and put into an inanimate object or living host, making the creator immortal. In order to do this, the witch or wizard who wishes to split their soul needs to commit the ultimate act of violence and evil, murder. And not just any murder, they have to deliberately kill someone without regret or remorse. Acting in self-defense or retaliating in protection of someone else will not result in the ability to create a Horcrux. It must be done with the utmost evil intent, resulting in a metaphysical damaging of the murderer's soul. It's important to note that this fragmentation of the soul would occur after a murder of this sort, regardless of whether or not the witch or wizard intended to create a Horcrux. It's just that one who wishes to make a Horcrux then uses the damaging of their soul to their advantage. In any case, after they have killed their victim, the witch or wizard uses a powerful incantation to remove this damaged part of their soul from their body, placing it in a vessel outside of themselves, and then performing an unknown ritual to bound the fragmented soul to its new container. And what's the point of this? The creation of a Horcrux serves as a means for a dark wizard to achieve a form of immortality. By splitting their soul and hiding a fragment within an object or living being, they ensure that even if their physical body is destroyed, a piece of their essence remains, allowing them to potentially return to life. It acts as a safeguard against death and serves as a twisted form of eternal existence for those willing to commit the heinous act of tearing apart their soul. While it was originally thought that a witch or wizard could only split their soul in half, of course Voldemort managed to sever his 6 additional times, although the 7th time with Harry was unintentional. And I want to get into this for a moment. Many believe that Harry Potter was a Horcrux, and point to Voldemort's creation of Harry as a Horcrux as a means of explaining the process behind how they are created. They think that because nothing grotesque happened during Voldemort's murder of Lily, besides murder of course, that murder is the only truly horrific component behind their creation. However, J.K. Rowling has actually touched on this, explaining that Harry is not a genuine Horcrux, and that when a piece of Voldemort's soul was placed inside of Harry, this grotesque Horcrux creation ritual did not occur. Here's the thing, for convenience, I had Dumbledore say to Harry, "You were the Horcrux he never meant to make." But I think by definition, a Horcrux has to be made intentionally. So because Voldemort never went through the grotesque process that I imagine creates a Horcrux with Harry, it was just that he had destabilized his soul so much that it split when he was hit by the backfiring curse. And so this part of it flies off and attaches to the only living thing in the room. A part of it flees in the very close-to-death limbo state that Voldemort then goes and exists in. I suppose it's very close to being a Horcrux, but Harry did not become an evil object. He didn't have curses upon him that the other Horcruxes had. He himself was not contaminated by carrying this bit of parasitic soul. But the question remains, what is the horrific process behind their creation that has everyone feeling so sick? I've got a few theories. One popular theory is that the murderer must eat part of their victim. In other words, the unknown ritual is cannibalism. There's lots of good support around this theory, including the sheer fact that cannibalism is revolting. But for another thing, cannibalism is present in many literary works through the ages, and Rowling has been known to find inspiration in classical literature. Of course, there's the issue that none of Voldemort's victims who were linked to the creation of his Horcruxes had anything notably missing from their bodies. Although, as powerful as he was, it's not out of the question that he was able to feed off of the insides of these victims without leaving any noticeable marks. This theory could also account for how Harry inadvertently became a sort of Horcrux, as it's possible that his corrupted spirit devoured his own physical body when the killing curse rebounded, symbolizing a form of self-cannibalism. Another theory is that Voldemort had to give up pieces of his own body in order to bind his soul to each container. This could account for how his looks deteriorated as he gained more power and created additional Horcruxes. His nose became non-existent, his eyes became red slits. Perhaps these were the body parts he exchanged for immortality. Of course, these changes could also be attributed to his crumbling humanity as he continued to rip his soul apart. And the final two theories that I want to discuss involve blood. Man, lots of it. In many ancient civilizations, a blood rite refers to a ritual or ceremony that involves the use of blood, often for spiritual, magical, or symbolic purposes. These rites can vary widely in their practice and significance, depending on the cultural, religious, or occult context in which they are performed. In many traditions, blood is believed to hold potent energy or power, making it a common element in rituals aimed at invoking deities, spirits, or other supernatural forces. The theory here is that Voldemort used a blood rite to create his Horcruxes, and this theory draws support from several elements within the Harry Potter series. For instance, in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Voldemort uses Harry's blood in a ritual to restore his physical form, remarking on the significance of Harry's blood being a part of him. This suggests that blood, particularly that of an enemy or adversary, may have special properties in dark magic rituals. Furthermore, the concept of blood ties and their importance in magic is a recurring theme in the series. Blood carries multifaceted significance, symbolizing lineage, magical heritage, and power dynamics. Family lineage and ancestry shape characters' motivations and relationships, while blood is also associated with enigmatic magic, often requiring sacrifice. Remember sacrificial protection? We also know that blood magic functions in other ways. Remember when Dumbledore had to use his blood as payment to enter the inner cave? I think that Horcrux creation uses blood in one of two ways. The first is that the Horcrux creation process involves the consumption of one's own blood in large quantities. By consuming an extraordinary amount of their own vital essence, it would symbolize an act of self-destruction and defilement, just macabre enough to serve as the catalyst for splitting the soul and implanting a fragment within a Horcrux. The second theory is that in order to imbue an object with the soul of its creator and create a Horcrux, it must be soaked in the blood of the Horcrux creator. This blood serves to either deceive the soul into believing the object is the creator's body, or to attract the soul into the object. As J.K. Rowling revealed that the heinous act is a multi-step process, I suspect that the ritual also involves spells, strange ingredients, and possibly potions brewed with the blood. Alternatively, a specific rare and innocent magical creature's blood could replace the creator's blood through a transfusion, followed by a sacrificial ritual. What are the 12 uses of dragon's blood again? We also know that unicorn blood has some sort of a connection to the soul. This is explained by Firenze in the Philosopher's Stone. It is a monstrous thing to slay a unicorn. Only one who has nothing to lose and everything to gain would commit such a crime. The blood of a unicorn will keep you alive, even if you are an inch from death, but at a terrible price. You have slain something pure and defenseless to save yourself, and you will have but a half-life, a cursed life, from the moment the blood touches your lips. What we can derive from this is that unicorn blood is a surefire way to stay alive, even in your most damaged state, but that this life force does not come without repercussions. After consuming unicorn blood, you will stay alive, but your life will never be the same. You are now cursed, damned eternally to live a half-life plagued by darkness. And I suspect that this happens by cursing your soul, sort of like what happens when you create a Horcrux. Thus, I suspect that unicorn blood could be related to the process. Whichever theory it is, I conclude that all three are grotesque enough to fit the criteria of vomit-inducing, and I can't blame Rowling or her editor for not wanting to talk about it. What do you think? Which theory do you subscribe to? Let me know down in the comment section below. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and forget to live.